We are fighting for the spirit and soul of America. And to be part of that fight, you have to remember that being an American is being free. But that comes with a price. We have super soldiers fighting the demons in hell right now. We must be thankful for the task they're doing. Talking to one of my soldier friends, he said that when he and the teams go into these underground bases, it is far worse and more dangerous than anything he faced in Afghanistan and Iraq. He told me the only thing that keeps him going is his faith in God and love for his country, his wife, and his family. He said this is a battle against good and evil, and he has to win. And we got to win this fight, folks, to keep our country from falling into the hands of the demons. These soldiers are the unsung heroes, the white hats, and they are winning and breaking up these satanic nests of Luciferian child killers underground in so many different parts of our country and in the world. This is a war between good and evil, and right now the stakes could not be higher. And I'm going to bring on a recording of, and we're going to bring that right on, and I want you to listen right now to Pastor Jason Mangum, who's from a church down there in Texas, and of course, Mark Anderson goes to that church, and he works with Jason Mangum. He's interviewing Jason Mangum, and I asked him about this spiritual war, and he talks about fighting the evil forces in our life in this country. So, Ken, get that MP3 recording going.
And now we're going to bring on a pre-recorded segment of Pastor Jason Mangum. And this is Mark Anderson, of course. He's my news partner at World Impact News and the pastor of the River Church in McAllen, Texas. And he's going to address what we're talking about here, Johnny, as we're getting together on November 4th, 2020, at his place in the wake of this tumultuous election. And Jason here is going to address the spiritual battle that ultimately is being fought here and what it means. Jason.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, thanks. And hey, Johnny, thanks for having me on, you know, and the privilege and honor to speak to the audience, because really, if we look at the spiritual battle that this is not just a natural battle. This is a spiritual battle. And so, and it's for a fight for the heart and soul of America. And so we're up against the globalist agenda that's backed by, I mean, think of every organization from the Illuminati to the Bilderberg Group, to the Trilateral Commission, to the CFR, to every wicked organization that's been put together. And so what we're dealing with here is this spiritual climate that we can see. And really, I probably would like to start with really about the state of the church, because as we can see, COVID has come in to really expose. I mean, we could see COVID was an attack, yes, against America, but really an attack against the church, because it shut down many churches. And what I mean by shut down is, without lifting a finger, pastors and denominations and churches simply close their doors. And so that tells us right there that there's this lack of faith in America, that there's this spiritual climate that we can see that's really exposing the church. And what I mean by that is the real church and the fake church. And so, you know, we can look at the book of Revelation when Jesus is talking to the seven churches, and really representing seven types of churches, as well as seven church ages. And he's walking down, think of it this way, he's walking in the midst. It says that he was standing in the midst of the seven candlesticks. So here it is, that he's in the midst of the seven candlesticks representing the seven churches that he's inspecting. So he's looking at the church, inspecting the church. And one of the things he says is that, I know your works. That's how he starts with each of the churches. I know your works. I know what you're doing, and I know what you're not doing. So how in the world can people call themselves Christians and they are bound by fear, and so they're afraid to go in public. They're bound by fear. They have to wear a mask driving down the road in their car by themselves. They're bound by fear that they won't go to churches, and they shut down churches across America. So it really tells us the spiritual climate, and we could feel the pulse. And I believe that's what Jesus is doing. He's inspecting the church. He's looking at the church. What's your response going to be? What are you really doing, church? And that's what's exposed. And so in the midst of this situation now we find ourselves with the election is, well, it has something to do with the church. And I'm looking at it, and really what the Lord's been dealing with me on is really looking at it as, okay, well, the church turned their back on God. And so here it is. The church wants this victory, but yet they turned their back on God. So, but even with that said is an election is not going to save America. Only Jesus Christ can save America. Only the power of God through the preaching of the gospel, that is the power of God, is going to save America. And so it's the church's time to rise up. Rise up from the ashes, rise up from really this whole planned demic that has actually affected the church, weakened the church to a point where now what's happened? There we are. We're in this election where we're not sure of things. It should have been a sweeping. It should have been just a sweeping victory. But I believe it has a lot to do with the faith or the faithless aspects or segments within the church. And so what we need to really look at, though, is that I believe still God is going to give us a victory. He's going to give us a complete victory. So it may not be the sweeping victory we expected on election night or even in the early hour mornings of this morning, which is the 4th of November, but it's going to be a victory. And you can just see it. I just really, really sense that as long as we stay the course, and that's really important, even everyone, I want to encourage everyone that is listening, is don't be motivated by fear. They use fear to shut down the church. They're not going to use fear to shut us down now during this election cycle. So as you could see, it's the attack that was trying to weaken us. All this is about COVID and everything else is about the election cycle. We are in an election cycle. And so if we recognize that and we see that it was used to weaken the Americans, weaken even the American spirit, but more importantly, weaken the church, that now we're in this position where we have to be steadfast. We have to stand strong. We have to be, we walk by faith, not by fear, you know? And that's the thing is you have these things going on, and yes, we can see it, but we cannot let it manipulate us in any way or dominate us in any way, but we just have the peace of God. We've got to continue to just move forward. And I believe that we're going to see advancement and advancement in the body of Christ. And so as long as we rise up in faith, and you know, and that's the thing is, even talking about looking at a story in the Bible about Gideon. I mean, it doesn't take many. It just takes those that are fearless and those that are spirit-filled. So you can see, meaning the word and the spirit, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So faith is hearing God's word. Fear is actually, well, let me say it this way. Faith is believing God's word. Fear is believing the lies of the enemy or the lies of the devil. And so we, the American, you can see the media is just lying and lying and lying and lying and lying to the American people. And unfortunately, the church has actually bought some of the lies.
And that's the real corollary, right, Jason, is that along with fear, the brother of fear in the dark world that Satan produces in his dimension is lies.
Yeah.
He's called the father of lies, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
In this spiritual battle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's the father of lies. He's the author of lies. I mean, the devil has to lie to himself to make him try to believe that what he's going to do is going to be an accomplishment, but he's an absolute failure. And he is ordained by God to be under our feet. The Christian needs to know that. And so we have to begin to look through covenant eyes. And so, and that's where I really see a turnaround is that it might look, There was King David. You that know the word of God know that story about David and King David. So here it is. He's a young shepherd boy. And here it is. He was anointed as king. Yet he was still in the fields taking care of the flock. But God had raised him up for a purpose. And I believe God has raised up Trump for a purpose. And so here's the reality is, here's David, goes to visit his brothers, sees the enemy, sees the entire, can you imagine, the entire army of Israel, the army of God that is hiding because one man is this giant, this uncircumcised Philistine, is mocking them and mocking God. It just took one man, yet there's a whole army that is scared. And it took David to go down there, and he sees this giant, Goliath, actually mocking God. And he says, hold on, wait a minute. He's an uncircumcised Philistine. But I am a circumcised Jew. So he realized, I'm in covenant. That's what he was recognizing. He says, I'm in covenant. If the church only begins to recognize and start to look through covenant eyes, then the church will rise up in faith and won't let these other things be motivated. But I want to get to the point that, you know, we could see Trump, and just in correlation, we can maybe look at this. You see Trump. Trump has had some battles. I mean, my goodness, I don't think there's another president that has been under attack relentlessly as Donald Trump has been, from the left, from the media, from the, you know, the whole mass media cartel, from the globalist. He's been under tremendous attack. So here it is. And you say, well, how'd that correlate with David? Well, here's the thing is, David was in the fields as a shepherd boy. He slew a bear. He slew a lion. And so he already had his battles. Trump has had his battles. And now this is the big Goliath before us. This election is the big Goliath before us. As Americans, as Christians, we got to recognize this is an attack not just against America. This is an attack against the heart and soul of America. This is an attack against the church. This is an attack against faith. So it's much bigger. We see it as a spiritual battle. And that's what this is. And so here it is. It's our, I believe it's the church's finest hours. We just cannot be motivated in any way by fear and have any doubt. But we've got to be steadfast. Stay the course. Keep our eternal focus. Keep moving forward, and that's how we're going to see advancement. And I believe it. I actually see it this way as dominoes falling. You know, have you ever seen a you know, where they line up a stack of dominoes and they begin to tumble? That's what we're going to begin to see, is that it's going to be like a stack of dominoes that are just beginning to fall, that is exposing everything that the left is trying to do along with their globalist agenda. And they told us they were going to do this. No, there's no wonder. Now everybody knows, you know, and we've been warning. Mark's been warning. I've been warning. Johnny, you've been warning. We've been warning them this was coming. They actually were telling us their game plan. That's why Biden was hiding in the basement of his house, because they already thought this was in the bag. They already had this in place to actually do exactly what they're doing. This is all planned. It's all pre-planned. It's a scam. They are scamming us, but they're not going to steal the election. And that's so. Getting back to the spiritual climate, is it's time for the church to rise up. It's time for the church. I mean, I pray that this right here, as you hear my voice, it lights a fire under the seat of your pants, and you start getting to praying, you start getting to acting in faith, and we're going to see this turn around, because we've got to pray for our leaders. Look, we're not the ones in there litigating. President Trump is, his team is, his lawyers are. You know, and I made a point too earlier as we were talking, Mark, is I said, you know what? Just like Trump has been relentlessly under attack from the Russia hoax to the Ukraine to, you know, all this impeachment, all these different things that he's been under attack, you know, kind of describing those as the bear and the lion. But also is, he wouldn't have had the legal team in place today if it wasn't for those things. So God knows the end from the beginning. He knows exactly what's going on. And God is still on the throne. And so I believe we're going to see a mighty victory, that the hand of God is upon President Trump to see this thing turn around. And so, and that's what we have to. Otherwise, America's gone. America is gone. You know, will the church rise up? Yes, we'll just have to do it from the underground. But I believe that we will have the victory anyway, because like I said, this election is not going to save America. But it's critical that we win, because otherwise it's going to set us back. But I believe that's going to set back the agenda of the globalists. That's why God's going to give us the victory. It's going to set back every agenda. It's going to unravel everything that they put into place.
In fact, President Trump has upset their agenda. In fact, he has put the globalists back on their heels, pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, pulling out of NAFTA, making NAFTA history, creating a better trade deal, getting more political free speech in the church, cutting back big pharma's profits by adopting new standards for prescription drugs and cutting out the middlemen, and weakening Red China's financial hegemony over the world and over the United States through tariffs and other means. We could go on and on. So President Trump has already done that, and now he's getting ready in his next 4 years to really drive things home. So the New World Order lights, the orderlies, let's call them a little kind of a slang there, they're really nervous because President Trump has invoked God. He said Jesus is the most important person. You mentioned that when we were talking before. So President Trump is in tune with what you're saying. And you've heard this through your own channels as a pastor. So they're not just stopping his political agenda. In Donald Trump, they see something more threatening than just a political foe, don't they?
Exactly, exactly. It's because of what he stands for, which is ultimately is faith and family and giving power back to the people. So he's taking away the power. That's what he's there to drain the swamp, this whole system, and with public money and how it's controlled and how you're now, you know, the moment that you take public money, now you're in bed with them and you got to follow their agenda, you know, and they get you in lockstep. But I believe, see, that's the thing, is he's shaking everything. That's what I see Trump. Trump is like a wrecking ball that is just wrecking their agenda, and they're doing everything to stop it. So what they're seeing, though, spiritually is, I want you to visualize this, is because the Bible says he who sits in the heaven laughs, and it brings derision to the camp of the enemy. So God is in heaven laughing, and what's happening is the enemy is in derision. That's what we're seeing. They are in desperation trying to steal this election. They've been desperate. So it's the chaos. That's what we're seeing is, it's really ultimately, it's the enemy in complete chaos. And so they're losing. They know it. They know they're losing it. So that's why they're trying to steal the election. But I want to bring this to point too, is that it's time for us to rise up in faith. And if I can, I want to read a scripture because it's so fitting for that. So it's Psalm,
right ahead.
It's Psalm 37. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord." Whew, that's powerful right there. And that's what we've got to do as believers, as Christians. Trust God. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. So we've got to wait patiently right now for this to unfold. We've got to wait patiently. Don't get scared. Just stay steadfast. Stay faithful. Amen? Because we've got to be patiently waiting for him. God's moving. So, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And so it goes on and on. I encourage you to read it. But we're going to see this thing turn around. And that's what it is. It's going to be the enemy, I believe, in everything that they're doing, how they're scheming, how they're scamming, they're going to turn on themselves. And that's been our prayer, is that God would expose every plan of the enemy and bring it to naught. And so they're going to turn on themselves like a dog turns on his tail. And we're going to see this thing be a total victory. And that's what we're contending for.
Great. Jason Mangum, my partner, worldimpactnews.net. Back to the live show, Johnny. Thanks, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
A very spirited look at things. Thank you.
Okay, that was Jason Mangum and Mark Anderson. I really appreciate their input. It's so fitting. Even though they did it almost a week ago on November 4th, it's still fitting today. And they're already fighting amongst themselves, folks. There's the Democrats in the House are fighting amongst themselves. They don't want Nancy Pelosi back in as Speaker of the House. They don't think she's going to have the votes. And so it's already happening. You know, just like the soldiers are fighting underground for us. You know, Jason, you know, we're fighting the spiritual war and keeping our faith and praying. And above ground, they're trying to steal the election, and they want to eliminate our heritage. And they're trying to keep the people from even celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, you know, these are the things that they're doing. So, you know, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Master Survivor, the show that brings you the truth about our world and blazing the trail for hope and providing solutions to keep you, you know, safe and to survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And this underground war and the above ground war and the election steal, all this that's going on right now that we're facing today, and none of us could really know the horror like these soldiers face, like, you know, what Trump has faced. You know, there's so much going on, but we know what the demons are doing. You know, we know above ground what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing underground. We don't know what's behind the scenes. We don't know who's you know, pulling all the strings with the big bankers and all that. But we see the riots. We see the fires. And you notice how our traditions have been torn away, just like monuments and statues have been torn down, right? They're just destroying our history and promoting more tyranny, because they figure if they can eliminate our history and our heritage, they'll get rid of Christianity. They'll get rid of the nuclear family unit, you know, like a man and a woman have their kids and have a happy family, and they don't want that. See, they want to destroy everything that America stands for. So the fight against tyranny is real, folks, just as real as when our country was founded, and probably more serious today than ever before, even more serious than when our country's founded. So we have to stand tall and resist the tyranny. Remember what George Washington said, "I will die on my feet before I live on my knees." The fight is real, and the time is now. But Donald Trump is doing the good fight. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I'm telling you, folks, with this show, I'm trying to bring you from heaven to hell and back again, and our country's right in the middle. We've got to save it, and I'm going to go, and I want Ken to get that second recording ready, because we have to protect our traditions. We have to protect our heritage, and I'm going to talk to you more later in the show about how Donald Trump is protecting our heritage and our traditions. And, you know, part of that is, you know, when the founding fathers formed this country, the Bible was sitting right there on the table, okay? That's just the way it was, and it's just part of our founding fathers' dream, you know, to have this pursuit of happiness, the ultimate, you know, and pursue the American dream. So, Ken, I want everybody to hear how we've got to protect our traditions and what they're doing to even our most sacred holidays. Play that second recording.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Well, we come now to the Feast of All Saints. We've come to the month of November, We've also had that daylight saving time change. It fell back an hour. No wonder you all look so rested here at Mass. Don't you wish, by the way, that every year we could fall back an hour but never have to spring forward? I don't know what that would look like after 5 years of that, but we'd all be a little better rested. But now that we're into November, we start thinking about holidays and holy days. It's in this month of November that we have one of the most important national holidays, Thanksgiving. And I particularly love this national holiday because it has a religious basis. It was declared first by President Abraham Lincoln in the midst of the Civil War, which was so bloody, and a war fought on our own soil, so badly divided us. And in the midst of the Civil War, President Lincoln declared that we should pause for one day to give thanks to God for the bounty which we enjoy in this wonderful nation. And so even the holiday, in a sense, has very real sense, a religious origin. And for us, we keep it with that religious significance as well. So we have that holiday in November, and then about a month later, we have one of the two greatest feasts of the church, a holy day, Christmas. And because we have a holiday and a holy day now, in the near future, the state has formally, officially issued directives, regulations, restrictions related to the holiday of Thanksgiving and the holy day of Christmas. And I'm going to read some of these. This comes from the state. In any of these holiday or holy day gatherings where there is more than the immediate household, and I'm quoting now, the host of the gathering must collect all names and addresses of those attending. All gatherings must be held outside. You can go to the bathroom inside if the bathroom is frequently sanitized. All seating must be socially distanced. All food must be in a single-serve disposable dish. You must wear a mask at all times unless you are eating. You can only gather for 2 hours maximum. Singing is discouraged, but if you must sing, you must wear a mask and sing below a standard speaking voice. Finally, indoor worship services are prohibited. Doesn't that sound like something straight out of hell, written by demons in anticipation of a religious holiday and a religious holy day, times of family and faith? It sounds like something straight out of hell, written by demons. But it actually comes from political leaders in the state of California. So being outdoors might not be as bad in California at Christmas time as being outdoors in Minnesota. But this, what I read to you, is quoted directly from the California regulations in anticipation of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And you know, we're not that far here in Minnesota from California. And I don't mean numbers of miles. I mean in political leadership. It was just this past Friday that the two candidates of the two major parties running for the office of the President of the United States came to Minnesota, a key state in this election, a possible swing state. Both came on Friday, but with regards to the one, namely the President of the United States, our political leadership, including the governor and the attorney general, took steps in advance to ensure that rather than the anticipated 25,000 Minnesotans who intended to be present outdoors at an airport to hear a president speaking days before the election, these political leaders of our state took actions to ensure no more than 250 Minnesotans could be present. So thousands and thousands and thousands of Minnesotans who are supposed to have the freedom to hear what is said through the freedom of speech by the President of the United States of America were denied that opportunity. And so far as I know, we are the only state that has done that to the President of the United States of America. And shame on our leaders. And by the way, we have the other national humiliation. I mean, the only state with a city in which our leadership forced our law enforcement to abandon a police precinct, forced them to stand down and abandoned it. We are a national disgrace. But that is just a taste of what is in store if this election goes badly. It's just a taste. And it is no exaggeration to say that this election Tuesday of 2020 is more important than any other election in the history of our nation and in the history of the entire world. Since man and women have been upon the face of the earth, through all generations and societies and peoples and races, there has never been an election more important. Because there is a radical element, and we know who they are. They have been burning down our cities, our buildings, and looting and killing. There are those who are seeking to seize this election and power to have a worldwide government and tyranny. And I'm not the only one saying this. And it's not only Americans who recognize this. I have spoken of Archbishop Vigano, who has written three open letters to the President of the United States of America. He was a very powerful Vatican official at one point, perhaps third highest below the Pope. He was our nuncio, the representative of the Pope in our nation for years, so he has a love and affection for our nation and a concern for our nation and also the world. And he has described the war that is taking place and what is at stake in this election as the war between the children of darkness and the children of light. Those who seek to bring the darkness of the kingdom of Satan here on earth, of tyranny and oppression and godlessness, and the children of light who seek to bring the light of Christ and truth and freedom, true freedom, are at war. And the Archbishop and others have said, if freedom is lost in the United States of America in this election, and it is on the ballot, very much so, if it is lost, soon the entire world will be under tyranny. The entire world. You realize what's at stake with your vote, your personal vote in this. That much, the entire world. There have been tyrants in generations, centuries, and millennia past. None could achieve world domination. The Roman Empire could not rule the entire world. The Greeks could not rule the entire world. The Persians before them. The Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Egyptians. They all had tyrants, but they didn't have the means to rule the entire world, only their empires, as far as they could expand them. But with technology and all that goes with it, a few today could literally rule the world. And if that happens, friends, we are in the apocalypse. Trust me. And if that's God's will, there's nothing that we can do to stop that. But short of that, we can put a stop to this attempt to bring down the one obstacle, and that is our nation. Bring down this one obstacle, our nation and its democracy. Bring it down in this election to make way for a one world government and a worldwide tyranny. I've spoken on this for weeks, trying to persuade, and now I have no more to say from the pulpit before the election. The time for persuading has passed. The time for acting is now. If you have not yet voted, and I have in person, then you must vote. Unless you happen to be somebody who accidentally stumbled in here and you have a badly formed conscience, then stay home and sleep for the next week or two. But I don't see anybody like that here right now. But if you have a Catholic conscience, a godly conscience, then you vote. And you don't let anything stop you. The enemies, that is, the children of darkness, have already said they are going to bring violence into our cities and streets to intimidate us or use other means. They will attempt to slow down the election process. It'll be naturally slowed down because of all the restrictions on distancing and indoor numbers. So perhaps you might want to vote tomorrow in person. But regardless, you vote. And if you have to stand in line for 4 hours on election day, well, I deployed 4 times during the Iraq War to protect this nation. You can stand in line for 4 hours if that's what it takes. But vote. Every single vote counts in the most important election in the history of the world. And finally, continue to pray. For weeks, I and others have been urging the faithful to pray at least a rosary every day. And you'll have to continue that not only through Tuesday, but thereafter, because there will be attempts to steal this election by the children of darkness. We know it's already happening, and it will continue. So our prayers will have to continue. And remember this, too, on this Feast of All Saints, and I've said this before. We're not electing perfect saints to office. So far as I know, there's no perfect saint on the ballot. That is not required to be somebody worthy of consideration of our vote. We vote for those who are godly enough that they will protect unborn lives and the elderly from destruction by abortion, euthanasia. We vote for those who at least will allow us the freedom to practice Catholicism as we have a right. So while not having perfect saints or even all Catholics, there are men and women who are godly enough, who stand on platforms that are suitable and worthy of our votes as Catholics. The time for persuasion has ended, at least from this pulpit. Time for voting is now. Of course, it is always a time of prayer. So in these final hours, leading up to the election. Pray, pray, and pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Understand heaven and hell. And he did a great job. I appreciate his input. And I wanted you to at least understand what was going on. If you didn't know what was going on, the edicts that Governor Newsom has enacted for our holidays coming up in California, those are the rules for the people, folks, and the people of California for Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're trying to take all that away. So, you know, Governor Newsom, he's one of the worst of the leftists. There are many more, and there are too many among us in our government. And I'm going to go more and more about preserving our traditions, because we got to do that fight as well. And I'm going to talk more about that. We're coming up on the break. And, maybe Ken just went through the break. Okay, I'll just go keep going. So what I'm going to do when we come back from the top of the hour, I'm going to bring on our segment that I have every I'm going to be having every show. I'm going to bring it on the segment, Our Changing Times with the Truth Hound, Mark Anderson. So I'm going to bring him on at the top of the hour. If he calls in, he should be calling in soon. And I'm going to bring him on and let him give his Our Changing Times opinion column. And then I'm going to go into more about what President Trump is doing to protect our traditions. And that's where we got to, because I got really upset when I kept seeing different places, different courthouses all over the country, here in Texas as well, where they took down, this big plaque, is bronze, this huge plaque of our Ten Commandments. I think the Ten Commandments are a good little rule book. I've always thought they're a good thing to have. And yet, one by one, bit by bit, they're taking down the Ten Commandments because, oh, that's Christian and it offends those who are atheists, so they take them down. I'm like, what is wrong with the Ten Commandments? Whether it's Christian or not, it's part of our founding of our country. It's part of our heritage. That's, the Ten Commandments are the rules that everybody should live by. But see, these atheists and these Satanists, they don't see it that way because they want to be able to change the rules anytime they want. That's the whole goal, is to, change the Constitution any way you want, change the rules anytime you want. You can vote this way, and now you can mail in ballots. Now you can do this, do that. And it's just anytime, any way, whatever somebody pays them to do and to say is what they're going to say. No, they threw out the Constitution, and they're not going by that. And so, even though both of these recordings were like the Jason Magnum was just the day after the election, this recording of this sermon was the just a few days, the Sunday before the election, just a few days before the election. But still, I thought they were a good testament of where we are as a nation and what we have to do. What we have to do within and the praying that we've got to do. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, at least uphold our traditions. If someone says they don't think we need Christmas or Thanksgiving and you're an atheist, but you're a patriot, you tell them we got to keep it because that's part of our heritage. That's our heritage. That's sacred. To me, our Constitution is sacred. What our founding fathers created, and when they devised the Bill of Rights, that's sacred because that's what gives us the guidestones for our country. And the only problems we've been having is when the evil forces and the left and different crooked politicians have twisted our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and all those things and made it to the way they want it because they had a particular agenda that they wanted to fill their pockets with money and get more power. But the basic principle and the foundation of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, that's all sound and good. So I think we've got a good Supreme Court. That's a good start. Trump is doing the good fight, and he's helping preserve our foundation and our traditions and our heritage. You know, they got this thing right now that they want to close the Alamo down here in Texas. I've heard all this stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? That not only is it a good tourist attraction, but it's a historic. It's more than just our heritage. It's what really made our nation. The fighters of the Alamo. Because if nobody knows or knows that story, you should at least find out about it. Those are the unsung heroes, the soldiers, the ones that gave us our freedom that we have today. That they fought for that. So what we got to do is fight for the freedom that we cherish, and because we're going to lose it. And I think that they're going to win on all these court battles with the election, and Donald Trump will make it in there. I think we're going to win. But we, as the people, we've got to pray. We've got to keep fighting to maintain the foundation of our heritage and all of our holidays. For a while, they're saying that you shouldn't say Christmas. I said, well, what's with that? They said, no, it's holidays. Wait a minute. Merry Christmas. They were saying, no, it's Happy Holiday. I said, no, it's Merry Christmas. So I was like that for a long time because during the Obama years, they're trying to eliminate Merry Christmas. And that's just what's going on. You know, Obama and Michelle Obama, Michael Johnson, whatever, however you want to look at him or her. They hate America. They hate our religion. They hate Christianity. Obama is a Muslim. He doesn't want Christianity. They don't want America in the Constitution. They want it to be under this totalitarian control. So we're coming up at the top of the hour, and like I said, I'm going to bring on. If Mark calls in, if he doesn't, well, hey, we'll just.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.